Joining us from his office in Washington, D.C. is former Democratic Senator from Louisiana, John Breaux. Welcome back to the program, Senator Breaux.
Sure, thank you.
Seems to be something of an argument developing over what's happened in Washington in recent years with regard to Louisiana. On the one hand, we have it frequently said that your state didn't get the kind of funding it needed for the Army Corps of Engineers to repair levees. On the other hand, we have a story in the Washington Post today which says Louisiana got more money than anybody else in the country and often used it for things that weren't as important as fixing the levees. What's your sense of
Washington? I would disagree with that strongly. I mean, Louisiana drains two-thirds of all of North America. The waters of two-thirds of the country drain right through the middle of New Orleans and down the Mississippi River. So while Louisiana had got more money, the demands were much greater because of the geography than any other part of the United States of America. But those levees and the amount of water that we take also always raised the potential of great damage being done to the city in the event of a hurricane like we had. So monies that were received over the years were to strengthen the levees, build the levees, build navigation projects, but we never were able to fund those projects to the degree that the Corps had the capability to do the work for.
But was there ever actually a proposal? You and your colleagues on the Hill from Louisiana were forever proposing projects for Louisiana. Was there ever a bill which, had it been funded, would have replaced the specific levee that broke under the force of Katrina last week?
Well, you can't point to anything that would have replaced the levees, but you can point to numerous instances where the monies would be used to strengthen the levees. Congress only approved the money to build levees to withstand a Category 3 hurricane, and study after study and academic reports and members of Congress, myself always included, that while it was nice to have levees that protected against a Category 3 hurricane, that the studies show that a Category 4 or 5 would have had a disastrous effect on the city. And, of course, this year, New Orleans became the bullseye.
Senator Landrieu, Mary Landrieu, a former colleague, senator from Louisiana, said today in a speech on the floor of the Senate, Washington rolled the dice and Louisiana lost. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, the projections were, I think, that the levees would probably withstand any kind of hurricane damage 99% of the time. Well, the 1% happened. And, you know, the Gulf of Mexico and the coastal areas of the United States are wonderful places to live 99% of the time, but the 1% of the time when you have this type of a storm, it's really hell on earth, and that is what has happened.
She also, by the way, called the FEMA response incompetent and insulting to Louisiana.
Well, we're in the passion of the moment right now, and I think that it's not the right time to be able to make the decisions on who did what went wrong, what went right, what was too late, and what could have been done better. There will be a time for that. There is clearly blame to go around.
There is a poll out today from the Pew Center which finds that a remarkable number of Americans feel either depressed or angry, or have felt that way over the past week about what's happened with Hurricane Katrina. I just wonder how you feel. I mean, as somebody who was talking in the Senate for many, many years about levees and New Orleans, and as you say, you, along with everybody, feel like you could have done more. What has it been like for the past
Well, you're a little depressed about it, quite frankly, in a sense that you wished you could have done more. We wished more of our colleagues had understood the enormity of the potential problem. But that's the past, and now you got to worry about the future. And I think that obviously any disaster that you don't learn something from is a double disaster.
Former Senator Breaux, thank you very much for talking with
us. Sure, thank you.
That's John Breaux, who is former Democratic senator from Louisiana, speaking to us from his office in Washington, D.C.